Je donne la.
I now give the floor to the representative of Qatar for a second statement.
Sayyid al-Ra'is.
Mr. Chairman, the repeated allegations that we have heard today from the regimes of Abu Dhabi and Bahrain are baseless, and they aim to distort the image of Qatar out of believing that this will lead to undermining Qatar's international relations. The most eloquent response is that during the period when Qatar suffered this unjust blockade, its international partnerships have been reinforced with many countries and with different UN agencies. Qatar has continued to strengthen its activities and increase them that aim to achieve the UN objectives in the area of counterterrorism and in promoting a culture of peace and in dialogue between civilizations and faiths, and to achieve sustained peace and cybersecurity and mediation and empowering youth and women on other initiatives. Everyone knows that Qatar's policies stem from its commitment to international law and from abstaining from any measure that will impede international efforts to overcome the challenges faced by the international community. Therefore, we have exercised self-restraint and have committed to dialogue and peaceful resolution. On the contrary, both regimes in Abu Dhabi and Bahrain have continued their destabilizing policies in the region and their violations against human rights. These states have failed to present evidence to substantiate their allegations, despite the call to do so. That proves that these allegations are baseless and that the measures taken based on them are an embodiment of these states' failure to adapt to difference of opinion and proof that their approach is one of force. Mr. Chairman, it's become evident that the attempts by the regimes in Abu Dhabi and Bahrain of targeting allegations against my country are a continuation of the policies that seek to justify illegal unilateral measures that included digital piracy, that have targeted credible entities and that represent a flagrant violation of international law. And this comes at a time when international efforts are intensifying to combat cyber crime. Mr. Chairman, since we will not be able to ask for the floor again to respond to further statements, my state reserves the right to respond in writing and that our response be placed on record. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Je donne la parole.
I now give the floor to the representative of the United Arab Emirates for a second